Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away.
Drift away.
Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching on Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Shano, welcome back for What's Catching on Air. Now, it's school holidays, finally. How good is it?
Yeah, I know. Busy, very, very busy start. This school holidays is busy as ever been. It's been a lot of people through the shop, lots of people visiting the area, so I'm sure there's plenty of happier people out there.
Too right. How are things looking out west towards Elliston Way?
I haven't heard of a lot out there. Look, the weather's been up and down. It's been pretty average so far, but we've had a few good days. Really only heard from people fishing on the jetty there. There's Tommies and squid off the jetty, good sized fish as well. The salmon fishing, most of that's been done at Sheringa and Talia, but all the other beaches have got salmon as well. There's sharks, mostly gummy sharks from Talia Beach at night, and there's also a few bronze whalers starting to show up, and there's a few big ones getting around as well. If you want to hook onto something big and get a bit of a workout, have a crack at that.
How are the whiting going out that way?
Most of the reports have come from Venus Bay, but I'm sure there'd be just in the local bays there around Venus Bay and around the island there. I'm sure that would be pretty good.
Towards Coffin Bay, heard in the news today actually that there's a fair few kingies starting to creep around there.
Yep, they are there. So they've been there for a little while now, but they'll only get better and better from here on. If you want to go and catch one of those kingfish, if you've got plenty of time on your hand, that's what you need. So there are hard fish to catch in there.
And how are the whiting going?
Look, the whiting are getting better and better. The reports I've heard, there's a lot of undersized whiting in around the township now. So I think you're getting about one legal fish out of 10. That's an improvement. A month ago, they were pretty hard to come by. So
for sure.
They'll only get better from here on as the water warms up. Some of those fish will start, the bigger fish will start to move in. I'd say in a month, it should be pretty good fishing in there.
How are the salmon trout going?
There's heaps of them. You're not going to have a problem catching them. If you want to get your kids out, catch their first fish, that's a place to go. You just need a little lure, cast that around out there, off the jetties, off the boat ramp, around off the rocks there. There's plenty around.
And gummy sharks, are they creeping into the bays too?
They are, yep. There's gummy sharks in around the bays there, mostly at night time, late afternoon. If you want to get a feed of them, it shouldn't be too hard.
And Farm Beach, how's the whiting fishing going there?
That's very good. Yesterday was very good. Spoke to a couple of people who were out there yesterday, and yeah, they cleaned up. Most areas out there are fishing really well. There's also your garfish, tommies, trevallies, snook, and gummy sharks as well, and you don't need a boat, you can be off the shore. So anywhere from Farm Beach up to Coles Point, and also on the other side in the national park from Longnose up to Point Sir Isaac's, there's all those sort of fish there off the shore as well.
If you were, say, going out properly offshore, have we had any news? Because it's been a wee bit dreary out there.
Look, not much. I think most people They're just waiting for the right time, waiting for the right weather. But look, if you can get a break in the weather, you're going to get nanagai, blue morwong, sharks and a few other bits and pieces out there, and it'd be well worth it.
You beauty. And the salmon fishing, is that going all right still?
Yeah, Gunya Beach and Greenler Beach are the two beaches which we're hearing most of the salmon reports coming from. There's plenty there. Gunya Beach has got some really good schools. I believe Greenlee's same. With the northerly winds have actually been really good. So it's not so much good for getting out offshore or fishing inshore for that matter, but fishing places like Gunya Beach has been pretty good because the wind's behind your back and it's been fairly calm.
What about Port Lincoln? The jetties, they'd be going pretty well with school holidays now.
Yeah, mostly squid though, and the Caravan Park jetty, very popular, and there's some good numbers of squid there, and there's plenty of people fishing down there. There's a few whiting off the town jetty in the main wharf, but you sort of got to put in the time, and if you do, you should get some fish.
What about in the bays?
Still haven't heard of any sort of major reports in the bays just yet. I would have thought they would have been starting right now. It would be worth having a crack. I'd probably be looking around Sporting Cove, the Monument, the North Shore and up along the Sandhills. I reckon there should be some whiting starting to kick around there. The squid, they're fairly easy. So they're around Boston Island and the North Shore. And if you want to go a little bit further up, go to Louth Island. There's plenty of squid around.
Down the passage, any good reports?
Look, the whiting is still hit and miss. Yes, they were last week. They're sort of like that again this week a bit. But then again, the weather hasn't been great, so there hasn't been heaps of people out there fishing for them. Mm. McLaren's and Taylor's Landing, they are the spots to go to. There's Squid and Snook there as well. And Thistle Island, that is good. Personally, I just head straight down to Thistle Island and get stuck into them.
You beauty. How's the Sleaford Coast looking at the moment? Still decent salmon up there?
There is. There's some really good schools down there. I've been told most of the fish are in that 2 to 3 kilo range. And look, you've got that those northerly winds. It's really helping it. And those salmon are coming right in close. And lures seem to be the way to go for them down there.
And Tumby Bay, the jetty, how's that looking?
There's lots of squid there. There's Tommies. There's also snook. And you're going to have a lot of other fish starting to show up now. The water's going to start to warm up. So you're going to get yellowfin whiting, more garfish, probably some little kingfish like we had last year. They're all going to start showing up. And the group, that's still very good fishing for whiting. Mostly the northern part of the group is going pretty good, but most areas have got fish as well. Mm-hmm. There's squid, snook, trevally, Tommies. Plenty of other little bits and pieces out there as well.
Basically, whatever you want to shake your rod at. Port Neal, Arno Bay, sit away. How are the boat fishers going?
Look, they're going pretty good for whiting, snook and squid at both areas. Port Neal, that's got garfish. There's some better numbers of garfish down there. Rock fishers south of Port Neal, they've been doing pretty good. A lot of holiday people have been catching a mixture of salmon, tommies, squid and snook off the rocks there, and they're pretty happy there. And off the jetties, it's mostly squid, but you've also got tommies, garfish and snook.
Fantastic. And your product of the week, this is a sexy looking new rod, and it's an exclusive for Tackle World, isn't it?
Yeah, this rod's a Shimano Sakana rod, exclusive to Tackle World, all Tackle World stores around Australia. We've been working on this little project for some time, and there's probably about 10 or 12 different rods in the range.
Okay.
One or two particular rods that have been really popular for us are the 9-foot ones and the 12-foot rods.
Mm-hmm. So good surf casters.
Yeah, so they're real good surf rods. They're sort of light surf rods, and the 9-foot rods, I'm just about out of those, and they've been selling really well. Also the 12-footers, but there's some good little jig rods as well.
Okay.
Good whiting rods, some little bait cast rods, all different weights and ranges, and they're all under $150. So whether you want a little whiting rod or a jig rod or a surf rod, they're all the same price. Pretty good value. They've all got really good componentry.
Mm.
So they've got Fuji Fazlite guides, Fuji winches, real good EVA grips, and the finish on the rod, like it's a sort of like a silvery grey finish. And they look pretty good.
And that's the one thing with the Shimano's, you can always guarantee the quality.
Shimano is one of our biggest suppliers in the fishing side of things, and look, it's pretty hard to fault a lot of their stuff. These rods are good.
So where can we find you to come and check out these brand new Shimano's?
We're down on 16 to 18 Hallett Place, right across from the footy oval.
You beauty. Shane, thanks so much for coming in. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Ben. Every day's a good day.